Welcome. Welcome to the glorious Peak District. More specifically, the Derwent Valley Heritage Way that follows the course of the mighty River Derwent. And at this moment in time, I'm heading out of Coppice Woodland towards Hathersage. So it's now day three of the 55 mile trek from Derwent Mouth, which is near Shardlow, on the southeastern side of Derby. The River Derwent flows all the way from Swains Greave near Bleaklow in the Peak District, and I followed it from Derwent Mouth, tracing its course back through Derby Centre, past the Derby Silk Mill, where I then joined the UNESCO Derwent Valley Mills World Heritage Site. From Derby, I went through Darley Abbey, past the mills there at Darley, and then up towards Belper, and past Strutt's Mill in Belper, and then up towards Ambergate, where I joined the Cromford Canal, and then up towards Cromford Mill, built by the legendary Sir Richard Arkwright. And that was day one, 27.5 miles of it. Relatively flat terrain, a few rises and falls, but on the whole it was quite flat. So walking on flat terrain, the hips seemed to lock in place, so it was quite hard going. That night, I stayed in Willersley Castle, the Willersley Castle Hotel. That was designed and built for the legendary Sir Richard Arkwright, but sadly he died before completion. But Arkwright Jr., Richard Arkwright Jr. and his family lived there, and it was in the Arkwright family until 1922. Had a great night there the following day, day two of the trek. I went via Cromford, paid a quick visit to Arkwright's mill, went around the corner to Masson Mill, which was another mill built by Arkwright, through Matlock Bath, over High Tor, past the cable cars for the Heights of Abraham, into Matlock itself, and then followed the Peak railway line all the way to Rowsley. From there, after I sheltered in a bus stop for about half an hour because of the rain, I walked through the Chatsworth Estate. Beautiful, green, lush lands of Chatsworth up towards Baslow. From Baslow, I followed the River Derwent once again to a place called Carver. And as that day had been around about 16 miles, I thought, why not? I'll stay in the youth hostel, the YHA at Eam. So I made my way to Eam, the historic plague village, and that's where I spent last night. Made my way back to Carver this morning, and then here I am. So I've got around about 10 miles to do today, up towards Ladybower, where the Derwent Valley Heritage Way finishes. It's been a really great trek. I've really enjoyed it. The weather hasn't been that great, if I'm honest, but I knew that was going to be the case. So as I've got 3 days before I'm due to go back to work, or I was due to go back to work, I'm due to go back tomorrow, I thought I would stick to this route, which is a low level route in comparison to others in the Peak District, and come out and make the most of these days that I've got left before work. So at the moment the rain has stopped. It's been raining on and off all morning, but it's only around about 11 o'clock now, so I'm guessing I've got 2 more hours until the end. I'm going to get the train and the bus back to Chesterfield. So I just paused you there for a few minutes while a heavy downpour passed through. It's still raining now, actually, raining all over my phone. So the main reason, I think, that I decided to do this route was obviously the fact that Audio Boom is changing. And the last time I did this route must have been 2012, I think, and I recorded it with Audio Boom. And a lot of the Derwent Valley Mills World Heritage Site I've visited a lot of the mills and recorded various interviews and toured around the museums there and recorded the sounds of our history, basically. So I thought, as it's been a few years, I've been wanting to do this for a while, I thought I'd come out, stick to a low-level route and do the Derwent Valley Heritage Way and make a video for my YouTube channel. And I've really enjoyed it. I've probably only got around about 6 miles left now. I mentioned that I'm just getting ever closer to Hathersage. From Hathersage, it weaves around to Bamford and then climbs up to the Lady Bower Reservoir. The actual source of the Derwent up at Swains Greave is probably another 16 miles. And if I'd got more time and the weather was a little bit kinder, then I'd go all the way to the top. I've been to the top numerous times, to the source, but it would be nice to get it on video as well during this trek. But we're here to do the Heritage Way, and we will have done that by the end of today, definitely. While I've been walking for the last few days, I've been thinking a lot about audio and audio boom and some of the things that I've recorded over the years, especially along this route. Other people in the community are exploring other options, so I think I'll do that as well, because I do like recording audio. At the moment, I'm taking in the surroundings, sheep in the distance, the river flowing peacefully to my left, and it's just a beautiful day, regardless of the rain. So I thought, on the spur of the moment, that I would do an audio boo or boom or record a piece of audio. I've recorded this using the audio note-taking app in the iPhone, so if I move to a new platform myself, then I'll post that there too. So for those that haven't heard my stuff before, I'm Dean Reed. Live in Derbyshire on the edge of the glorious Peak District. Walker, cyclist, fan of camping and all things outdoors, basically. And I've got a YouTube channel, youtube.com/DeanReed, R-E-A-D. Thank you for listening. So, from here in Derbyshire in the glorious Peak District, I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.